For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It all started as a cordial, closed-door Oval Office meeting between President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi over the spending deadline and funding for the border wall. But the niceties deteriorated quickly at a photo op.
You want to know something?
For more than 15 minutes, the two sides talked past each other.
This is spiraled downwards.
Nancy Pelosi urged them to stop the on-camera bickering.
But it's not that,
Nancy.
It's called transparency.
Emboldened by their House takeover, Democrats say they won't give the president the $5 billion that Mexico was supposed to pay him for a wall. Mr. Trump noted the expanded Republican majority in the Senate. That's when Chuck Schumer spoke up.
We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
USA's Chris Barnes reports the CEO of Google went before a panel of lawmakers.
90% of all internet searches go through Google. That is power. And it comes with responsibility.
Republican House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy there also concerned that the social media giant may be stifling conservative voices. Sundar Pichai denying that and saying protecting user data and privacy has been Google's top priority.
We've invested an enormous amount of work over the years to bring choice, transparency, and control to our users. These values are built into every product we make.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A stumbling block for adult film star Stormy Daniels, as a federal judge has ordered her to pay more than $293,000 to the lawyers representing President Trump in her defamation lawsuit. The president's attorney had asked for $780,000. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, says they will appeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
People applying for asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border are spiking. In fact, the number of asylum seekers this year has almost doubled. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Trump administration's conceding that the number of asylum seekers at the U.S. southern border jumped by nearly 70% during the last fiscal year, which ended at the end of September. Officials say in 2017, the number of migrants filing claims was about 56,000. This year, the number jumped to nearly 100,000. The Fed's releasing the numbers, saying it's part of their effort to sell the idea of capping the number of asylum claims granted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sanctions have been imposed on three senior North Korean officials and three groups for being responsible for serious human rights abuses or censorship. John Clemens reports.
The sanctions are intended to call attention to the human rights abuses in North Korea that are among the worst in the world. They include killings, forced labor, torture, prolonged arbitrary detention, rape, forced abortions, and other sexual violence. The report that was issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury also included the regime's efforts to suppress all independent media or any form of freedom of expression. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home, or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News.